Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good evening and welcome to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, Canada, the UK, Australia and New Zealand, Malaysia, India, and all across Africa. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from wherever you are. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us right here on Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday. Join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and never miss an episode by subscribing wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, or the Google Play Music app. Wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, please subscribe and leave us a rating and review. On the show, I have entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, basically amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does just that. If you have any questions for any of my guests on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my buddy, Bashar Kattu. What's up, buddy? Welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Hey, man. It's an honor, you know, having me here on this channel. It's really my honor here, man.
Absolutely, man. I watch your videos. I like your content. I like what you're about. And you have the best mustache I've seen on a grown man in a long time.
You know, I'd like to. It kind of happened by accident. After the events that we're going to be talking about, I kind of went into a period of depression, and I was just growing my beard, and the mustache ended up staying. So yeah, man.
Dude, it's like epic, man. Like, you know, some people use beard oil, or they style the mustache in a certain way because it grows that certain way. It's like your trademark, man. I think you would look super weird without it at this point because everybody knows you, everybody likes you. And if you shaved it, it would be a shock to people, you know? So I think it's just a mainstay now.
Absolutely, man. And you know, it's funny because literally when April Fool's came around, I was sleeping the night of, and I was going to sleep, and it kind of like all day I was thinking about, okay, what am I going to do for tomorrow? What am I going to do tomorrow? And then literally the bulb went off. I'm like, okay, you know what? I am going to tell everyone that I'm going to shave my mustache. And boy, I mean, everyone watching me was just going nuts. No, man, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, absolutely. It's definitely been, you know, kind of part of my branding and marketing, and people kind of know me with that. So I think it's going to stay on for a while right now.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that thing has got to stay, man. So, dude, man, I'm ready to get into it, man. Let's do this. So the title of the show is The Underdogs Movement with seven-figure Amazon seller Bashar Kattu. He is a serial entrepreneur who migrated to the U.S. in 2006 with his family after fleeing the war in Iraq to chase the American dream. After his restaurant burnt down in 2015, losing over $400K, 3 years of his life, and being $150K in debt, Bashar was able to turn his life around when he discovered the digital world. Today, he is a seven-figure Amazon seller and has taught thousands around the world. In fact, one of his top students went from zero to $130K a month in under 8 months, and he also plans on launching a book and his speaking career this year in 2019. Bashar initiated a movement in 2019 called the Underdogs Movement with a mission to impact the lives of 2,500 people. His life goal is to create awareness of the missed opportunities and help as many people possible gain financial freedom. There, right in the show notes, is a link to the free case study training. You have to click on the link, connect with him. He is absolutely incredible at what he does. His videos are awesome. The high value content that he delivers is second to none. And if you've ever thought about being an Amazon seller, or you are and you suck at it, he will make sure that you don't. So with that said, man, talk about your why. What is your deep why for what you do?
Absolutely, man. So, you know, ever since I was a little boy, I was always fascinated by my father. He was my idol, right? And he was an entrepreneur, you know, back in the 80s, 90s. You know, he was definitely, you know, the person that I really wanted to be when I grew up. So growing up, I just wanted to be this entrepreneur that owned multiple businesses, traveled the world, you know, just able to really help people. But as I started growing up, it wasn't really more about me anymore, but it was about the people around me, you know, seeing others, you know, be happy, right? And that's kind of what my father dedicated his life doing, you know. He literally, I mean, so many people, and until this day, I run into people here in our local community in San Diego, and when they ask, like, who are you, you know, or like where we go to parties or something like that, and when I say who I am, they start telling me about how my father was able to help them and how, you know, they started their businesses when they were, you know, young, or they were in trouble and they were needed. And then my father reached out and helped out, you know. Back in the 80s and 90s, he was very well known back in Iraq. He had the second biggest factory of clothing in Iraq. So he was very well known and sought after, and he was able to help people. And that's kind of honestly, that kind of, like, I grew up with that idea of wanting to help people. And in fact, Bashar in Arabic means the one who brings good news. That's kind of the word-to-word translation for it.
Very cool.
You know, and I don't know, it's just been something inside of me that I've always wanted. And honestly, as I grew up and went into business and kind of started, you know, I guess life happened, right? There came time where I lost that. I lost that fire. I lost that motivation, that willingness to help people. And I kind of became more like, I created this like shell around me, and it was all about me, right? And because I think it was because I hit it in the wrong angle. I started, you know, something without any information, without any knowledge, without any training. And I started this business, this restaurant in 2013. And I was 23 at the time. You know, me and my brother had already launched this business right before that. And to be honest with you, it just, things just, like, everything that wanted to go wrong went wrong in that business. And it was just too large for my ego, got in the way, and I lost that. I was miserable for like 3 years. And when I finally got out of it and honestly, you know, just felt alive again and able to help people, I mean, I don't know how much, honestly, that really just, you know, made my life, really. Today, you know, and I created a post about this just a couple of days ago on Facebook about entrepreneurship. And honestly, I think us entrepreneurs, it isn't about us anymore. It's about the people that look up to us. It's about the people that we motivate, people that inspire. Like, I try to reach out to every one of my friends list all the time. And I'll get people telling me, hey, man, I've been following you for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. You don't know how much of an inspiration you've been. And honestly, all I'm doing is just really posting things on Facebook, not trying to sell anything, but just inspire people. So really right now, my why is, as you know, you read here in the intro, is to really impact as many, create awareness of the missed opportunities, and really help people gain financial freedom.
Got it. And it's a great mission. It's a great mission. You know, we see a lot of things on social media. You know, everybody's an entrepreneur now, unless I'm just in that circle. But it seems like everybody's an entrepreneur. Everybody's got their own businesses. Everybody's doing their own side hustles. Everybody's, you know, doing these things. But At the end of the day, what I see a lot of is people aren't doing things necessary to get them to the next level. There's still barriers that they need to get across, whether it be in their own mind, in their own thinking. You know, they don't have that seven-figure mentality. Would you agree that there is a very big difference between somebody who is starting out, somebody who's just cresting those six figures, and somebody who is a seven-figure, you know, like you, who've earned seven figures from doing what you do? Is there a different level of thinking at every single point that you get to, whether you're starting out, you hit six, you hit seven?
So, you know, as you said, as far as the struggles go, there's always struggles, right? And in fact, I was just thinking about that earlier this morning. I was like, I'm launching this new funnel, it's something that, you know, that helps a lot more people, you know, kind of getting them at a lower price point, things like that, and being able to deliver more to people. And I was like, man, I've been at this for, a few days now, and I haven't been seeing the results that I want. Like, I thought at this point in my career, I would have things figured out and that whenever I started launching things, they would just work right off the bat. And then I started realizing that, no, that's not going to happen, right? That there's always struggles. I mean, if you're at seven figures trying to go to eight figures, or if you're at, you know, five figures trying to go to six figures, there's always going to be those barriers that we have to work, you know, through. And I'm a big fan of the show Shark Tank. I don't know if any of people, you know, listening here, you know, or watch the show, but they all, and we're talking multi-million. I mean, I think the the least richest person on the panel there is worth like $300-400 million, you know, up to a couple billion dollars.
Right.
So, you know, when you hear them talk and say, like, when they invest in businesses, not every single business they invest in works out. Right. So what you see these people that have made hundreds of millions of dollars in their careers, yet making wrong choices, you know, wrong decisions. So I think the barriers are always going to, you know, exist, but definitely, And I always say that in order for you to really go from where you are today to where you want to go in the next month, 6 months, 6 years, it all starts with your mentality. You have to change your mentality. I think Grant Cardone says you can't, you know, earn seven figures with a broke or a regular, you know, paycheck to paycheck mentality, right? You have to change the way you think, the way you process everything, and also the way you approach business, and stop looking for a quick buck for something that's going to gain you instant pleasure. If you want long-term success, if you want, you know, six, seven, eight figures in the future, you need to stop looking at, I put 10 hours, I better get paid for it, right? Because entrepreneurship does not work that way. Expect to be putting in, you know, I think Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank said it yesterday. He said, if you want to become successful, you need to work 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, literally. That's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So definitely, man, there's definitely a mentality shift. And you have to always, as Grant Cardone says, you have to always 10X. If you want to get to 100,000, you have to shoot for 1 million. If you want to get to 1 million, you have to shoot for 10 million, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a funny way of thinking where, well, if you, like Les Brown says, if you shoot for the moon, at least you'll hit the stars, right?
That's right.
So
absolutely.
I find myself kind of conflicted, you know? If I shoot for 10 million, but my goal is, let's say it's a million. My goal is a million, so I got to shoot for 10 million. I still would, my thinking would be, well, I still kind of failed. Because I was shooting for 10 million, but only got a million, but my goal is a million. Like, I don't know. It like wrapping your head around the way you're supposed to think, or figuring out how you're supposed to think. And it's a lot, you know, like, am I thinking the right way? Am I not thinking the right way? Am I shooting this way? Or am I thinking of small, like some people are like, well, I only went in 100 grand. Like, oh dude, you're worth so much more than that. Cool. But some people don't think that way.
Right.
Right. Some people don't think that they're worth it. That's the problem. And it doesn't matter if your mindset is 100 grand or a million or 10 million, you have to think that you're worth it, and you have to believe that you're capable of doing it. That's really what I think it comes down to. So
absolutely.
With that said, give us a transformational moment that happened in your life that put you on the path to what you're doing today.
Absolutely. And I always call it the my rock bottom. And a little bit of a background story about me, aside from migrating to the U.S. and fleeing the war in Iraq and opening our first restaurant with my brother, total success, ego getting in the way, thinking that I'm this golden boy, that anything I touch is going to turn into gold, going into this restaurant in 2013, my restaurant burning down, and I share a lot of this stuff on my Facebook. My restaurant burning down 2015, April 28th of 2015. I had no insurance. The last year of the 3 years, checks were bouncing. You know, vendors were suing. At some point, I probably had, I don't know, over like six or seven cases with the courts, lawsuits.
Wow.
You know, claims by employees that didn't get paid. My landlord was threatening to kick me out. And honestly, it wasn't that I had money in the bank. I mean, I just didn't know what I didn't know, right? I didn't know what I was doing. I was in a business that was a lot bigger than myself, that in my knowledge. My ego was too large to seek help. I just kind of didn't know what I was doing, right? And so my restaurant burns down 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I get a call that my kitchen is on fire. By the time I get there, my kitchen's on fire. It's torn up. I actually just posted a picture. And from inside of my kitchen, from April 28th of 2015 on my Facebook today. And one of the unpaid bills is my insurance bill, of course. So
with
zero money in the bank, you know, all these lawsuits, all these loans that are overdue, and a burnt restaurant with no insurance. So finally, my landlord kicks me out, right? He's like, I've had it with you. You're done. You're just a little kid. Don't know what the hell you're doing. I don't want to continue with this with you. You're gone, right? So he kicks me out. And after about half a decade of being, you know, self-employed, managing 10 to 15 employees at once, I go and I get a job at a staffing company where they like send extra staff to like, you know, big events and things like that. So I get hired on to Hilton Hotels, where the supervisor, who's my boss, actually used to be one of the salesmen for one of the companies that I used to purchase from, right? So there I am, a dishwasher at Hilton Hotels, and my boss was someone that used to call me and text me every day just so that he can get some money from me so I can shop from him, right? And I couldn't even afford the appropriate shoes to wear in the kitchen. I was wearing these like shoes that was like slipping around all day and things like that. And that's kind of when I hit rock bottom. That's when I really just everything blocked out. You know, I was like, what happened? You know, where did I go from what to what? Right. All these dreams that I had, I wanted to be this entrepreneur. I wanted to be this person who owned all these things, operated all these things, helped people. Yet the last 3 years, all I've been doing is playing catch up. And look where I am today, right? And that's when everything changed for me. And also in between that time, in between those 2 months, from the time my kitchen burned down until I finally realized I also had gotten a DUI. That's a whole story. Like, if I go into it, we're not going to finish today. So I got into a time of depression, and I was just drinking heavily, and I decided to drive one day and get a DUI. So, I mean, all these things just happening, right? And that's when I finally realized, like, okay, I'm only 25. I just met someone that I truly care about. Yes, I lost nearly $500,000. I'm about $150,000 in debt. I've got nothing left to lose. What now, right? And literally one day I sat in front of my computer and I said, you're supposed to make money. Show me how, right? And that's when I discovered, you know, the digital world. That's when my kind of the aha, that's when I had my epiphany, right? That's when the light bulb went off in my head and I was like, okay, these are the missed opportunities that I'm talking about all the time. Although we wouldn't be who we are today if it wasn't for the retail shops, if it wasn't for all these companies that have been existing around for so many years. But today, literally, I started this Amazon business with $2,000 that I borrowed from my dad. And today I've broken $4 million in sales in the past 3 years. So
wow.
What I'm trying to say is that you don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars to launch a business. Yes, If you do it the old traditional way, yes, you do need that much money. And yes, it would. If I had hundreds of thousands of dollars when I first started my Amazon business, I would have probably been at 40 million, not 4 million, right? But you can do it, you know, without that much money. You don't need, you know, to have 10, 15, 20 employees. I've been a one-man show for the past 3 years. Yeah, I've made, you know, several million dollars selling, and then I also mentor, and I have a daily show, and I have all these things, and I'm still a one-man show, right? So, yeah, man, that's kind of how everything kind of turned around for me, you know?
That's so amazing, man. So happy for you. I think the reason why I don't like Superman movies or like the superhero like type of stuff or whatever, you know, or like Barbie or anything, it's like a vessel for perfection.
Right.
In the military, they say that back when I first joined all that, there's no way you're going to be successful unless you don't have a DUI. Most of the top like officers and the chiefs and like the E9, like the most, you know, high ranking officials, right? They're like, oh, they all have DUIs. And then you talk to them like, oh man, I've made this rank twice, you know. What? Like there's somehow this I don't even know what you call it. There's this veil, if you want to call it that, that man, look at Bashar, like he's so successful. He's made millions. Man, I want to be like that. And then they get discouraged. But here we are talking about, dude, my restaurant burnt down and I was in lawsuits and I got a DUI. Like I bounced back from all this stuff. You know, it wasn't like I was raised in a high class society with a, you know, silver spoon and, you know, I'm just a successful guy. Like, it doesn't work that way. And I love the fact that on this show, we can talk about those times. We can talk about those moments where it's like, man, I'm like 150K in debt. How the hell, like in that moment, right? In that moment, it's like, how the hell am I going to figure this out? Like, I am screwed. But you look back on that and you're like, man, why did I think that way? This is ridiculous. I think every successful person has ever said that. Like, I look back and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me?
Right.
You know? But in that moment, it looks and feels and you believe that it's so hopeless and there's nothing you can do. It's amazing to look back and go, I did it though. And then retrace your steps and then create a course or create a, you know, a book, write a book about it. You know, retracing your steps, like here I was, and this is what I did. I took the 2000 and I did this, and then I did this, and then I did this. And then if you can blueprint that thing, then you show people like you have and teach people how to do what you do. And then boom, there you are. Now you're the influencer.
Right.
But just thinking that, look at Barbie and look at this guy, they're so successful. That's terrible. And society wants people to do that. Look at Barbie and she's so perfect. You need to be like that. And you really don't.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, you're 100% right. And, you know, although I don't agree a whole lot with Gary Vee, but this is one thing that he always talks about is documenting your journey. You know, you don't need to, like, it's not the time of, you know, fake it until you make it anymore. I mean, because there has been 100%. So many of those around and, you know, people now can see a flaw from, you know, from someone that's actually, you know, legitimate. So documenting your journey. I mean, look, I wish I was in the digital world, you know, back when I was in the bad times, because I would have loved to, you know, to document it. And although many times what happens is, you know, we look at our past as embarrassment. And believe me, I am like at least twice per week, I'm sharing a past experience where literally as I'm typing, I'm thinking to myself, like, am I really going to share this on Facebook? Like, I may sit there for 10 minutes debating whether I should click the post button because of how embarrassing some of the details are, you know, like, until, like, I'll be 100% honest with you guys. And until about, I think, a month ago when I shared the for the first time ever that I got a DUI. My mom and dad, that's when they found out, on Facebook. They're both my friends on Facebook. And my mom literally called me 15 minutes later. She's like, what? You've had a DUI? I'm like, yeah, that was 3 years ago. She's like, wait, what? And I can't make this up. The only people that knew about it was my girlfriend at the time, which is my wife today, and my brother, because they were the two that bailed me out. And that's it, you know. And I'm talking about, I have at least a couple dozen friends on Facebook that are my first cousins, my aunts, uncles. They never knew about that. So a lot of times when I'm sharing these things, I'm just really like triple thinking it, you know what I mean? But the thing is, we can't bury our past because of, like, sure, yeah, I lost, you know, over $500,000 with the debt and everything, and my credit score was bad, and I had 6-7 inquiries, and I had 2 cars get repoed and all that stuff, right? But if it wasn't because of all these, I wouldn't be the man I am today, you know what I mean? So I can't just, you know, like, crop 4 years of my life and just take it out. Like, what happened from 2011 to 2000, you know, whatever. So I can't just take this out, like. And that's what I tell a lot of people, like, look, I understand you're struggling today. I understand you're going through tough times. But what you need to understand is that these tough times are going to be the fuel to the fire when you are on the right path. And that's all you need to be, is on the right path. Stop looking and dreaming. But what if I start? What if I do? What if this happens? What if that happens? I bet you if Jeff Bezos thought of all the bad things that would have came against him when he first launched Amazon, he would never have started, you know? And that's the thing, man. I mean, you know, like, a lot of times we just overanalyze things, and honestly, it doesn't matter how much research you do, how much, you know, how much planning you do. If you don't take action, it's only going to be an idea. It's only going to be a plan. It's going to be nothing, you know? I mean, might as well just go throw it in the trash. You have to take action. That's all what matters. The only difference between those who make it and those who don't is action. That's it.
I love it. And you're 100% correct, man. You know, you can dwell, you can relive your past, you can be upset, you can be mad, but unless you accept it, you're never going to get to the level that you want to get to. And that's just the truth, man. You're never going to get to the level that you want to be at. You know, there's two things in life you can't get mad at: things you can change and things you can't change. If you can change it, then you have no reason to be mad because you can change it. You don't have to stay there. If you cannot change it, then you have to develop a level of acceptance. And once you develop a level of acceptance, then you can start making headway towards where you want to be and become, because you've accepted them. Like, people who are in a wheelchair, like, you can't just sit there and complain about it. Like, you can't change it. So complaining isn't going to change it, right? So, you know, I mean, I've had people on the show that you know, deal with MS. They've had cancer. And they make steps necessary to deal with what they're dealing with, because they understand that complaining and dwelling and wallowing in their sorrow isn't going to change it, right? Taking action is. So I love that you said that. So how do you elevate the world around you? Tell the listeners how they can connect with you, how you elevate the world around you using your why and using that transformational moment.
Absolutely. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I touched a little bit about it. In order for anyone to really change their current situation, if you're trying to go from A to B, right? A being your current situation, B being your desired situation, two things have got to happen. Number one, is changing your mentality. And number two is changing your surroundings. If you're listening to the show, and if you've been following the show and others, I think the mentality thing is already in the works, right? I think that you already understand, you already realize you're a wannapreneur right now, right? Because you understand the potential, you know where you want to go. You just don't have the tools and the know-how yet, but you're taking the right steps. So the mentality thing, I think, is in the works. Maybe it's not there yet, but it's in the works. Number two thing is surrounding yourself with the right people, right? People that don't make fun of your posts on Facebook, or don't say, oh, you can't do this, or, you know, don't say, oh, you can't, you know, stop, like, quit it, like, you know, go get a real job, you know, you should go to school and get a degree and, you know, all that stuff. People that actually support you and that actually stand by you, regardless of how crazy you may sound today, right? Because believe me, if I shared everything I was doing a year ago with my cousins and family, they would have all laughed at me, right? Until today, I have some of my cousins saying, right. What the hell is it that you do on Facebook? You know, like, I see you on Facebook all the time. What is it they do?
Right.
And I just look at them like, my God, it's too long to explain. Like, just watch me, like my stuff, comment, and just go about your day. You know what I mean? So,
follow my teaching.
You know, honestly, so, you know, and I think those two have to happen, right? And the number three thing, which kind of taps into the surrounding yourself, is do not reinvent the wheel. Don't reinvent the wheel. Anything you try to do out there today is that it's already been done before. There's already someone that's done it before, that's proven that it works, and that has probably a system, has created a system that you can follow, right? Stop finding out through trial and error. Stop thinking that you can do it. You can't do it. I mean, let's be honest. Look, I don't care if you think you're Superman. I don't care what you think you are. I did that, and that's the thing. You know, Warren Buffett says, a smart man learns from his mistakes, but a wise man learns from others' mistakes. Learn from my mistakes. Learn from Sean's mistakes. Learn from the mistakes of people that have gone there, spent years, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and found out the right way to do it through either trial and error or finally realized and had their egos, you know, kind of set aside and finally reach out for help. That was the only time that I really, that things really changed in my life.
Yep.
Was when my ego finally, when I finally said, okay,
yep,
I need help, right? I need help. I need to have someone help me through this. I can't do it on my own. And that's when things started changing. Today, every single month, and I cannot kid you, you know, I'm not making this up. Every single month, I invest between $5,000 to $10,000 every month in my self-education, in my self-development, whether if it's books, seminars, webinars, mentors, consultants, whatever, right? $5,000 to $10,000.
Right.
If 1 month goes by and I've only spent $1,000 or $2,000, I'm like, okay, this is not right. Something has got to happen. And I go and hire someone to do something, right? Go learn something else. There's always new things to be learned out there, and you never know enough. There's always more. If you're making $1 million,
yep,
you need to make $1 million. If you're making $10 million, it's not only about financial gain. You know, we're talking about relationships, love, whatever it is that interests you, right? There's always more, right? If you're 190 pounds and you want to go to 200 pounds, you can always do that. Bulk up. I don't know. Cut, you know, if you're in the
right,
you're working out or whatever, right? So there's always the next step up. Now, you asked how I can elevate others. I have a couple different programs, you know, that you can be part of. You know, I have a full-on mentoring, if Amazon is what you want to do, right? And I don't only talk about Amazon because Amazon does not define me. Amazon is just a vehicle to get me where I want to go. You know, throughout business altogether, I mean, just being able to run businesses and manage tens of employees at once, all those things were things that I learned along the way. You know, using social media, branding, advertising, all those things are things that I learned along the way that I share with my students and those who follow me. I have a YouTube channel. I have an Instagram page. I have a Facebook page. On any of those you go, on any of those platforms, you got to just search Bashar J. Ketu and I'll show up. Just follow me. I mean, just be my friend and follow along my content. I'm always posting content. You know, you want to be,
yep,
you know, a part of my paid programs? Awesome. I've got a mastermind for that anyone can join that's really cheap. And I've got a high-end, you know, mentoring course that's just all me and you and just kind of helping you out one-on-one. But that's kind of what I'm trying to do as much as I can. Literally, I post probably 20 times per day on all of my social media platforms, just trying to reach as many people as I can with my message.
Volume of content, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Volume of content. Yep. It's awesome when people are like, man, I see your stuff everywhere. You're like, awesome.
Right.
That's what I want. I want people to be like, man, I see your stuff everywhere. I'm like, that's great.
Right.
You know, I met a guy over in Austin, Texas. I was speaking in Austin, Texas, May 17th and 18th. And he was up there, older guy, you know, probably, I don't know, I guess 60s, 70s, had to have been 60s,
right.
70s. And he, you know, he's podcasting. I've been podcasting since the 90s, you know, like those type of guys, you know. They're like, all right, cool, got it, you know. And he's like, I spam everybody. What? He's like, oh, yeah, get in the groups. Get in the groups and spam them. If they kick you out, it wasn't the right group. I'm like, oh, my God, like, don't
go
say that.
One, right?
don't tell people that. And he's like, I post everywhere, like 10 times a day. Everybody knows who I am. Like, okay. The next person gets up and they're like, so don't spam groups because you'll get kicked out and then everybody will hate you. Everybody will know you, but everybody will hate you. So don't do that, you know. Just deliver high value.
Right.
Like this year, I literally have given almost everything away for free. Not like one-on-one coaching, but through my social medias, on my website, during, you know, my speaking engagement, you know. Give everything away for free.
Right.
Give everything away for free. And then more people come to me and say, like, literally somebody said the other day, I want to, like, launch a book. I want to be a bestseller. I'm like, cool. Here's my, you know, because everybody goes, oh, talk to this person. They'd be great for you. And they're like, yeah, let's talk. I'll PM you. I'm the guy going, here's my full book launch strategy I charge $1,000 for.
Right.
Everybody has it. Everybody in the whole group, they have it.
Right.
All of a sudden, I've done 4 book launches in the past month.
Right.
People are like, oh my God, I love your stuff. Let's work together. I'm like, but you have all my stuff. Like, you don't need me. Right? Like, no, I want to work with you. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. Like, screw it.
Absolutely.
It is mind blowing that I gave everything away for free and they still are like, oh my God, I got to work with you.
Absolutely.
Now everybody in the group has that exact book launch strategy. All you do is execute it. But they say, no, I still want to work with you. I'm like, that's awesome. So now I just give everything away for free. If they're like, I don't know how to do this. I'm like, oh, here's this. Step-by-step strategy. Very step-by-step
right.
strategy. That's all I do.
Yes, sir. That's what it's all about. You know, and once again, that's another thing that I agree on with Gary Vee, although I don't agree with him on many things. But
right.
he always says, you know, give away literally 85 to 95% of your content. And just
yep.
charge for that, you know, 5-10%. So,
yep, 100%. Because
yes,
what
sir.
You're doing is you're giving social proof, right? If I'm
right.
in a group and I say, hey, I'd love to be selling on Amazon because everybody's on Amazon. Like I just started a clothing line, May 1st launched clothing line, and I'm trying to get it on Amazon. That's what I'm working on. I'm trying to get it on Amazon. If I was like,
right.
man, I really want to be a 7-figure earner for my clothing line, everybody goes, oh, PM me, you know, let me know, PM me. And then you come in and go, bro, if you want to do that, just do this.
Right.
Oh, okay, cool. Immediately,
right.
it's the no like trust factor. Immediately.
Absolutely.
I like the content. Let's see if I can trust the content. And let me see if I can follow, because I'm more inclined to follow that guy than somebody goes, oh, PM me and I'll help you. PM me and I'll help you. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you just, because I'm not the only one with that question.
Right. No,
right?
absolutely. You're definitely
that's
right.
That's my mentality.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not the only one with that question. I'm sure of it. So if you come in and say, oh, you want to be a 7-figure earner, here's some steps that you could do now. Here's some low-hanging fruit. Give that away. Get the low-hanging fruit away. Here's some low-hanging fruit. Here's what I would do. Step 1 through 4, exactly this, and then you'll see an uptick in results, you know, whatever. And they're like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Like, yeah, absolutely. Follow me. Go to my website. Here's some other stuff. Get on my email list. You know, then they'll be like, hell yeah, and then they'll do it.
Right. Definitely right, man.
But so many people are afraid of giving everything away for free because what do I have left to sell? You. They're buying
right.
you.
Absolutely.
They're buying your network. They're buying your content. Like, it's not like, here's my 3 things I need to sell. If I give 3 away, then I have nothing left to sell. You mean you tell me you've only created 3 pieces of content? There's no way ever you're gonna create more content? So it's a little scarcity mindset. And that mindset, the question I asked you earlier, really spoke to that scarcity mindset that people have.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, man. All right, man, here's what I want to do. I want to do a shameless plug before we end the show. Let's do this. Give me a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, programs, products, and services, whatever you want the audience to know and to do. Here's your moment. Shameless plug. Go.
You know, once again, as I was saying earlier, is if you guys want to, you know, get in touch, if you guys want to kind of get things started, you know, what I would do is there is a, so they can see the link, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So I would honestly start there. That's a great place to start if you guys want to, you know, sell on Amazon, you know, one is, or at least, you know, maybe it's not even on your radar, you know, maybe this whole conversation just kind of got you, you know, steered in that direction and you're like, okay, you know what, I want to find out more about it. And no, this is not another webinar where I talk for 30 minutes and then there's a sales pitch for like an hour, you know, there's actually no sales pitch whatsoever.
Right.
It's just, you know, me explaining who I am, what I do, how it works, what the concept is, right? At the end of it, if you want to learn more, I prompt you to schedule a call with me where, you know, you and I get on the phone and figure out exactly where you want to go and if I can help you, because I can't help everyone, right? So
right.
I would definitely start there, and the link is mentor.bisharjketu.com/free-case-study-training. Check it out. You know, I, once again, it's a great place to start, you know, with no money. All you got to invest is 1 hour of your time. So.
Sounds great, man. Hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing those dark moments. You know, I love pulling back the veil a little bit and getting into that dirty stuff that, you know, people don't want to talk about. They don't want to talk about, you know, when the restaurant burned down or the DUIs or, you know, those bad moments in life. But with every failure comes a teachable moment. So I want to thank you for your authenticity and being vulnerable and sharing with the audience.
Absolutely, man. I really, as I said earlier, man, it's been an honor. I know I've been looking at the calendar, you know, waiting for today because we've scheduled it, you know, so long ago. And I, you know, I couldn't wait until today because I know, you know, I've been following you, a lot of great content, man. And I'm really honored and humbled to really be featured on your show and be part of this journey, man.
Hey, man, you're a rock star. You're an absolute rock star. Give us one nugget of knowledge as we close that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
Absolutely. Listen, I preach this all the time. All you got to do is have hope. That's one. That's the only thing that you have to do. It does not matter how bad things are going right now. It does not matter what situation you're in. It doesn't matter if you're at a dead-end job. They just wish that you could get out of today, or if you maybe lost a loved one, or, you know, you lost all of your money. You maybe invested in Bitcoin and Bitcoin dropped from 20,000 to 2,000 or whatever, right? Regardless of what it is that's going on in your life, have hope and know that whatever it is that you're in right now is only temporary and it's not a permanent thing, right? It's not something that's always going to be. And that was the only thing that got me through everything that I went through. Just the knowing and the kind of the me convincing myself that this will be better. And always saying, you know what, I've gone through that past experience. I bet I can get through this experience. You know what I mean? And
right.
Just always know that, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. You know, they're not going to say that, man. It's if you stay committed, if you have a why strong enough, you stay committed and push your ego out of the way and just have hope, things will turn out for you. And as I said earlier, start with changing your mentality. Surround yourself with winners. You know, they always say, if you surround yourself with 9 millionaires, you will become the 10th, right? So
yep.
Surround yourself with those who want to go places further, faster, people that will motivate you, people that will, you know, they will, you know, push you towards where you want to go and not take you down. And I always say it's all about assets and liabilities. And regardless of that, you know, relationships or anything else, but whatever is an asset, you know, hang on to it. Whatever it's a liability, push out either way. But that would be my intake for today.
Yep. Love it, man. Love it. And thank you for being an amazing guest. And with that, we close the show. If anything resonated with you, please connect with Bashar Kattu. He's absolutely phenomenal, as you have heard in this episode. Click the link and connect. And as we close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.